Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
Because they have framed jeans.
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, Rag & Bone, and more are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. You never know what you'll find, but you know it's going to be so good. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Ray Foley. It's Ray.
It's Monday. Here we go. Let's go. Where? JP.
Where?
Oh, I'm so excited. I love getting straight back to work after.
You love a Monday, don't you?
I love getting just get stuck in. Oh. You should see me on the train on the way into work. I'm doing this. It's a strange sight, right? Uh-huh. I sit down in the commuter seats. People around me, other commuters, other people going about their business, heading to work. And I sit down like this on the train and I put my hands together like that and I say to myself, yeah!
Little known fact about Ray Foley, he actually hates 4-day weeks, loves a 5-day week.
Do you know, a Monday after a previous bank holiday.
Oh, nothing better.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. Hey, you see this thing about Julie Andrews and her makeup, or Julie Andrews' makeup situation?
No.
Well, if you've got any videos you'd like to share with me, just tag me on them on Instagram or send it to me on my DMs on Instagram. This is for our little beating of nonsense at 2 o'clock as the show starts, okay? Do you see this? You're looking it up now, are you?
I am.
No, don't. Hang on. I'll tell you all about it.
All right.
This is Julie Andrews. She bought this really cheap lipstick that fell apart and gave her bad breath.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable. Have a listen.
So Julie Andrews bought this really cheap lipstick that fell apart and gave her bad breath.
Julie Andrews bought this really cheap lipstick that fell apart and gave her bad breath.
I'm with you.
So Julie Andrews bought this really cheap lipstick that fell apart and gave her bad breath.
Julie Andrews. You're familiar from The Sound of Music.
Correct, yeah.
What else was she in? Any other movies Julie Andrews was in? Famous movies.
Was she in a movie? Oh, no. I don't know.
You're a fool. She was in Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah.
Julie Andrews bought this really cheap lipstick that fell apart and gave her a bad breath.
So Julie Andrews bought this really cheap lipstick that fell apart and gave her bad breath.
Sounds really serious.
Her super color fragile lipstick gave her halitosis.
Yeah, well done.
Her super color fragile lipstick gave her halitosis.
Today FM, summer.
This now.
What's this? Summer cash machine.
Sounds weird, doesn't it?
Summery.
It's very summery. Someone poured a drink there, the summer cash machine.
Something fizzy.
The hell, are we all going on the booze on a Monday during the summer?
Today FM, summer. Cash
machine. Oh, that's unfair.
What's happening in a jar?
That's not fair.
Say there's someone having a drink or someone going to the toilet.
And again, you want to see that
today
about.
FM summer cash machine.
Little piddle. All right, summer cash machine. It's just the same as the cash machine, except it's on in summer. All the same rules apply. Today. JL to the end. JL to the yes, please. Today FM. The music you love. And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to Monday. Ray Foley in the afternoon with his good pals. It's JP.
Hi.
And Orla Ormond in the house as well.
Hello.
Orla Ormond, everybody. Give it up for Orla, everybody. There is it.
Just one solo.
One time. Thank you.
The buttons aren't working. Oh, they're working now for some. They weren't working a second ago. That's strange. Orla, did you see this story about Julie Andrews? Orla, did you see this?
No.
Julie Andrews and her makeup.
Oh.
Did you see this?
No.
Are you kidding me? You haven't seen this?
No, I haven't been online today.
Big news today about Julie Andrews and her makeup. Julie Andrews bought this really cheap lipstick that fell apart and gave her bad breath. Have a listen.
So Julie Andrews bought this really cheap lipstick that fell apart and gave her bad breath.
It fell apart and gave... You know, Julie Andrews, she was in The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Any other movies that...
Is that Mary Poppins? Mary bloody Poppins, okay?
I said it now.
Let
Mary
her
Poppins.
Answer. Let her answer the Jesus question. Let her answer it. Any other movies, Orla, that that Julie Andrews was in?
First one that would come to mind is Mary Poppins,
Mary
right?
Mary Poppins, of course. See, Julie Andrews, she bought this really cheap lipstick that fell apart and gave her bad breath.
Was she eating the lipstick? How did I give her bad breath?
She was in Mary Poppins, Orla.
She was, yeah. Famously.
See how it turned out, though?
Her super-coloured fragile lipstick gave her halitosis.
Her super-coloured fragile lipstick gave her halitosis. Orla's dead. Orla's dead.
I hate it.
The gang's all here, by
Hello.
The way. Destroyed with hay fever, I am today. Like, gone to another level now. It's ridiculous. I went to a place called Enniskerry yesterday.
Wicklow.
It's in Wicklow, yeah. County yeah. Wicklow, the Garden of Ireland. Looks
now
lovely.
He's got the answers.
Mary Poppins.
It was before my time, Mary Poppins. It actually was.
It was before all of our time.
I know.
It was before all of our time. Everyone knows Julie Andrews is in Mary Poppins.
Okay, all right, fair enough. What, are you going to quiz me about the Russian Revolution next or something? I mean, it's before my time, right?
Bedknobs and Broomsticks, she's in that too, isn't she?
Was she in that? Yeah,
I
she was,
so, yeah.
It was like a lesser Mary Poppins, really, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, you ask me. Went to the Garden of Ireland yesterday for a spin. Oh my God, we've turned into those people. We went for a spin yesterday. And we've never been down that neck of the woods. And a friend of mine said, oh, there's a nice woods, a woodland walk you can go for. Take the kids. There's streams and there's woods and there's bridges and you can do that thing where you throw the sticks in and they go under the bridge and you see which is...
Poo sticks.
Sorry, what?
Poo sticks.
Poo sticks.
That's what that's called.
Oh my, you have to...
No, you don't have to... It's not a verb, Ray. It's not a verb.
So where do you take
it? It's not a verb.
So... So you're over the edge of the bridge, is it? What? And where does the stick? What?
And then you watch it come out the other.
Oh
hang
my
on,
God,
hang
it's
on.
Disgusting. What? It's nasty. Fun for all the family. So lovely day and as we're on our way back, we ended up driving in the middle of a cycle road race, which is a nightmare.
Because Enniskerry is quite hilly. So
little
cyclists,
winding regional yeah. roads and cyclists going uphill and me behind four of them in the car going, I can't. And then when you go to overtake, you're thinking, oh my God, a car is going to come around this corner at speed and we're all going to die.
That's why you don't overtake at that point.
So so you're just like crawling along the entire. So that as soon as so we did the walk, we did the poo sticks. There was no poo involved.
No, not a verb.
We didn't do it right. We clearly did it. We had a very clean version of poo sticks that we did. We did our own version, which was much more sanitary.
If you're going to play the other version of poo sticks, you can effectively do it anywhere. You don't need to be in a wooded area, if you think about it.
I'd rather not think about it. So we got into the car, get stuck in the middle of a cycle race for about 15 minutes or so, and then I took the nearest road off. I was like, forget this, I'm just getting out of this race because I could be stuck in this forever. So it took me back in a loop around and we ended up in Enniskerry town itself. And it was sunny yesterday, it was gorgeous. Can you tell me any Enniskerry trivia? It's not Mary
Poppins. Power Scourge is there.
Mary Poppins is not related.
Isn't that where they did Disenchanted?
This is where they did Disenchanted! Orla wins another point!
Yes.
You're absolutely sickened over there! Orla's a genius.
This is like English Paper One, but for kids. We're talking about Mary Poppins and Disenchanted.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about.
Is there a link? Was Julie Andrews in that? No, she was in The Princess Diaries, wasn't
she?
Yeah. So Disenchanted, the sequel to Enchanted, which I haven't watched.
I haven't seen either of them.
But I know that Amy Adams was there and Patrick Dempsey and they were filming it and it's picturesque and gorgeous. And we went into the town of Enniskerry yesterday. And they were, as we were driving past a sort of, like a kind of a park sort of area next to the river. Picturesque, like, absolutely gorgeous. Sun beaming down, lovely warm day. There was kind of like a fair or a fete of some kind going on. There were people having burgers and licking ice creams and whatever. So we pulled over and parked, and then we walk up to see what the hubbub was. The commotion. Yeah, the hubbub. Yeah, the commotion. And we're walking along, everyone having a good time, until we realise we are now standing in the middle of, they called it a World Cup, and it was loads of, it seemed to be the local football, like, club or the kids' football teams.
Right.
All playing football and having a World Cup there yesterday in Enniskerry in the sunshine. And there were people looking at us like, who are ye? What are ye doing here? What are these complete strangers doing here with their dog and their two children?
You look like blow-ins.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I started then loudly saying to my wife,
"Where? What team is Daniel in?"
Yeah.
I'm putting on that accent.
Good idea.
What team is Daniel in? Where is Daniel?
Is that Marcus on the left wing? Is that our Marcus? Yeah.
And Kate said,
"Oh, Daniel's playing for Greece. He's up on the back pitch."
And I said, "I think we've missed them. Have we missed them?" Yeah, I think we... Listen, I tell you what, back to the car, we were like complete imposters.
Yeah.
Completely, like... Our kids at one point said, "Daddy, can we get an ice cream?"
I was like, "No, Daniel wants us to get back home." "Come on, Dad. Go Greece."
And then Orla went to Harry Styles on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Yeah, I went off to see her. Was he asking for me how was Uncle Harry? Was he in good form?
He was in great form.
He looked sensational. I saw a couple of clips from Saturday night. Any good bits? Anything worth sharing?
The entire thing from start to finish.
Harry Styles,
really?
Then,
yeah.
Really. Yeah. Harry Styles doing Harry Styles as only Harry Styles could do, but in slain.
Great outfit, great banter, great performer, fireworks. It was great fun all around.
How long did it take you to get home?
4 hours.
Incredible.
Ooh. Yeah,
It was funny. Was his last song "As It Was"?
No, it was "Kiwi."
Kiwi.
Yeah.
Right. Because a friend of mine was there on Saturday night, and I was what he had taken his little girls, and I was looking at his social media stuff, and he was like he put up a little video of him arriving and the girls all excited, and then various moments of Harry in the crowd, and they got a good spot. They were standing like pretty close. Were kids allowed closer or something? Was that a thing? Did they have an area for younger?
No, there was areas where you paid more.
Right. Okay. Maybe that was the case. Yeah. Maybe you paid more. And then like various songs and the Harry interacting with the crowd and coming down to the audience and doing all those little bits throughout the night. And then the final clip that I saw of him with his little girls was "As It Was" was playing, and he was walking away from the venue,
right,
because he probably wanted to beat the traffic before
he
was in the car. He's not going to sit in the car for 4 hours, two little girls in the back. "Daddy, why did we leave during "As It Was"? Because we're not going to get home till Sunday at this rate. EMF, unbelievable. This is Today FM. Rogue Traders and Voodoo Child. Today FM, playing the music you love. Very good afternoon. Hello there, Ray Foley in the afternoons. It's a little bit drizzly out there now at the moment. It's on and off. Guys, it's on and off. 1 minute it's on, next minute it's off. Just forget, call the whole thing off, go back to bed. Let's do a roll call. Ray's here, JP.
Ansha.
Orla Ormond. Oh, shit, because your microphone's not on, Orla. For the love of God.
Ansha.
There she is. I feel your Monday pain, Ray. Friday's a distant dream. Love the show.
Hey.
A from Owen on show. Yeah, do you remember Friday? Do you remember Friday? Do you remember? Do you remember
we had one recently, didn't we?
Do you remember Friday?
Yeah.
Mondays are just come around more and more often. Become more and more common and prevalent. On show, lads, let me be the first to say it's great to see the bit of rain from Dan in Dublin. Is it though, Dan?
Nope.
I got wet today.
I'm delaying going out to get lunch because I'm not wearing appropriate footwear.
That's the only reason she's in chatting to us.
Yeah.
She'd be having a sandwich right now, but for the fact that it's raining out there. And on show, Ray, how do you know if someone was at Harry Styles? They'll tell you. Sean,
hey.
I love the show.
Hey.
Harry Styles, Saturday night. And Orla's got a new boyfriend, and his name is Mr. Styles.
I wish.
Did he wear that same outfit the entire time? I saw some photographs of him. He was wearing like a jacket, but he had no t-shirt on underneath. But I suppose when you're as young and lithe as Harry Styles is, you can get away with that.
Great circulation, right?
I mean, if I was to wear that, I'd get arrested.
It was like a sequined bomber, and he was bare-chested underneath.
Oh, and he's got those tattoos as well, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
It's kind of, is it wings? Do you have wings or what?
He has a butterfly kind of at the top of his tummy.
Lovely. If I had a butterfly on the top of my tummy,
yeah,
it'd just be a line.
You've got a dolphin on one of your ankles, right, don't you? It's a dolphin, isn't it? Is it a dolphin?
I think it is.
Can you check that? It's
a dolphin or a killer whale?
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at you.
That was only a good laugh. Yeah.
It reminded me of the story of the killer whales sinking the yacht.
Hey lads, Julie Andrews. What films was Julie Andrews in?
Mary Poppins.
Her super colored fragile lipstick gave her halitosis.
Her super colored fragile lipstick gave her halitosis. Because she was in Mary Poppins. She wasn't in Bedknobs and Broomsticks, though, apparently. That was the proud Cork. Actually, Enda's over there. It was Joanne?
Foley, she wasn't in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
No.
Seriously, do you not know this? Who was in Bedknobs and Broomsticks? Only for Jessica Fletcher herself. That's right. Angela Lansbury.
Proud Cork woman. Ballycotton. Well, blow in, but you know yourself.
And also the dad out of Mary Poppins, he was in it, so that could be the overlap.
Dick Van Dyke, he was in both of them. That's where the confusion arose.
He wasn't the dad.
Love the show. Thanks, guys. Joanne and Dip.
Wait, what are you saying over there?
He wasn't the dad of Mary Poppins. He was the chimney sweep.
Was he the dad in Bedknobs and Broomsticks, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's what she's talking about.
Funny thing, I actually haven't seen Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Same. I've never watched it. I've seen bits of it.
Yeah, I've seen bits.
And apparently there's like a dream catcher or a child catcher. Very scary element of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And Ray, it's like that famous sports headline when Inverness Caledonian Thistle beat Celtic. Am I reading all those words right?
They're all correct so far, yep.
When Inverness Caledonian Thistle beat Celtic, Super Cali Go Ballistic Celtic are atrocious. Garrod, that's good.
Very good, isn't it?
And another texter, Ray, I ate at Mary Poppins' restaurant once. I had super cauliflower cheese, but the lobster was atrocious.
Ray Foley.
That'll do.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
It's Monday. Are we doing Punday Monday today?
Oh, let's
do Punday Monday. Your chance to win a fabulous Today FM pen. And I'll play Niall Horan for you next.
Ray Foley.
Ray Foley.
Playing the music you love all afternoon.
Why is nobody fact-checking the show? It's ridiculous.
We had a great laugh when I couldn't remember Mary Poppins. Oh, JP's such a fool.
Now, look at lads. We shouldn't be allowed to put it out unless we get all of our facts right when it comes to classic movies. Yeah. Julie Andrews is Mary Poppins, correct?
Yes.
And that's the only fact that has so far been right on the show.
Everything else has been wrong.
Yeah. So Julie Andrews was not in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
No.
It was Angela Lansbury.
Correct.
Dick Van Dyke was not in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
No.
He was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And Mr. Banks, the parent, the dad from Mary Poppins, was in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yes.
But he was not in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Are we sure that Harry Styles did play at Slane?
Can we get a check on that? I mean, of all the things we've said, I'm still spinning. Laura's over there.
It's really upsetting me how you're messing up all the children's movies. You're mixing them all up. The child catcher is in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah. Dick Van Dyke is in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah. He is not in Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Uh-huh. Angela Lansbury is in Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Okay, cheers, Laura.
But the dad from Mary Poppins is the inventor guy in Bedknobs and Broomsticks. So I feel like there needs to be like a Venn diagram chart
we do.
To explain them all.
Could you draw that up for us, Laura?
But you're getting them all mixed up and it's very upsetting.
It is very upsetting. Sorry. Do you know what? The amount of people that have been on this is ridiculous. Jen's very upset as well. Jen?
No, lads. The child catcher was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You're getting all your classics mixed up.
Oh my God. Jen's sounding like Ruth Scott this afternoon. It's ridiculous.
She is, yeah.
Gorgeous voice.
No, lads. The child catcher was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You're getting all your classics mixed up.
I love your voice, Jen.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, madam. And to everyone else who texts in on that. Look, let's just agree to disagree, okay? Let's just agree that we're wrong. 0874-100-102. Here's the other fella. He wasn't playing on Saturday night. It's Niall on Today FM. Strange love. Ooh, not that good. Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera, Moves Like Jagger. This is Today FM. We play the music you love in the summer of music you love. We've got more tickets to give away, actually, later this afternoon, maybe. Am I supposed to reveal that now?
You can say that.
There'll be tickets to give away later on. They listen for your cue to text. That'll be happening this afternoon right here, Today FM Radio. Hi, Ray's here. JP's there.
Hi.
Are we doing Punday Monday?
Feature debut on the show.
You like puns? You like muns? In that case, you've come to the right place. It's Punday Monday on Today FM Radio.
Punday Monday. On Today FM.
This is so exciting. Here's how it works. I give you a news story and you send us your funny puns. Your punny funs.
Okay.
On 0874 100 102, and I have a fabulous Today FM pen.
Ooh.
Black ink, but on the other end of it is a highlighter, a yellow highlighter.
Two for one.
So you got a highlighter and a pen in one. That's great value. That's great value radio entertainment. Much like Punday Monday.
Punday Monday. On Today FM.
Damn right, Stephen. Do you want your story then?
Yes, please.
Michael Fassbender, you've heard of him?
Actor.
Proud Irish actor. Michael Fassbender is out of the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Is it Le Mans or Le Mans?
I think it's Le Mans.
Le Mans.
But you're not French, so it's grand.
It's Le Mans, it says here. He's out of the 24 Hours of Le Mans sports car race in France after losing control of his Porsche car and hitting a tyre barrier. The Oscar-nominated actor, who was born in Germany, grew up in Ireland, has been devoting more of his time to circuit racing. Did you know this about Fassbender?
He's been into racing for ages. Yeah, in fact, I think he's let his movie career take a bit of a back seat while he's in the front seat racing.
Very good.
Racing cars.
That's a pun.
Is that a pun?
He's already got one.
Ireland's most pun-based radio bit. It's Punday Monday.
It sure is, Stephen.
Stephen, yeah.
That wasn't even that was an unexpected
that
pun
just came
right
to
there.
Me right there. That's genius.
Can I ask? Can I say something else here about Fassbender?
Yeah.
Who's the young fella? Normal people.
Paul Mescal.
Basically, while Fassbender has been driving,
right,
Mescal's been like, I'll do that. I'll just be an Irish guy that looks like Michael Fassbender and get nominated for the Oscars. Right. And lo and behold, wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Anyway, Michael Fassbender, the Le Mans, he crashed in the Le Mans sports car race.
Fingers at the ready, let's get punning.
0874 100 102. His team are the German-based auto racing team. They're Proton Competition, they're called. He entered the endurance. It's an endurance race. He was driving for 6 hours. He was going to finish his 6 hours. He's 18 minutes off his six-hour drive, and he crashed into the tyres. I'm trying to give you as much information as I can.
All right, okay. The raw materials to go away and make some puns.
0874 100 102. We're looking for your puns. Do you have any to get people started, JP?
Can we all agree that nobody is allowed to send in Michael Fender Bender?
It's not bad.
It's not bad, but everyone's going to send it in.
Okay.
It's too obvious. And then the rest. What about...
I've got Fassbender turns Benz faster.
That's not bad. That's good. It kind of mirrors itself.
Give me another one.
What about from X-Men to Rex-Men? Like a car wreck.
What about X-Men to Le Mans? No.
Seriously, 0874-100-102.
What about Le Mans crashed Le Car?
Ray Foley.
Anymore.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie. Today
FM. Fassbender. More like sudden stop bender.
Hell. Do you want to win a pun pen?
0874-100-102.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast. And I'm looking
at my wrist. What time is this? Lotto, Mariah Carey, DJ Khaled on there as well. Big Energy, the remix. Today FM playing the music you love. Punday Monday, we need to come back to it because I've got such an exciting prize. I've got a Today FM pen to give away. It's just really exciting. Stop that for a second. Let me give you a couple of them. Selena says, The Fast and the Furious.
Decent.
That's very good. Aoife says, Michael Carbender.
Good.
Salmon Longford says, 12 years a brave driver. Was he in 12 years?
He was. He played a really awful character in it.
12 years a brave. driver. Loads of coming in. I'll come back to these. 0874 100 102. In the meantime, we're closing the lines in 2 minutes for your cash machine.
Looking for a career-focused education? You'll find it at Munster Technological University, MTU. Choose from over...
And a runner has become only the fourth person to outrun a horse in an annual race in Wales. It was over 35 kilometres. He beat the horse by 10 minutes. Apparently, the event has been running since 1980, and it obviously came from a pub chat over whether a man could outrun a horse. It's 3 minutes past three.
He beat the horse by 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's over mountainous terrain. They're going
up
mountains.
The horse get
lost? I don't know, actually.
Just go for a wander? Like, it's ridiculous.
Over, maybe he's an exceptionally fast man, right? Don't be talking him down.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
My God.
He's in the Grand National next year.
It's Frankie Dettori up on his back. Ridiculous.
Highs of 20 to 25 degrees today. FM News of the Moor at 4.
22 miles this man versus horse race, and it's a mix of like humans and horses. It's not just one horse and one man.
Right.
He beat it by 10, beat the nearest horse by 10 minutes. It's crazy.
Yeah, like a man isn't going to get distracted by a field full of grass though, is he?
No, I suppose. Well, there are people up on the horses. It's not like they just let the horse
go. Oh, really?
Go
oh, I see.
There's someone riding the
horse.
Okay,
well, that reflects badly on the horse pilot.
The man should really have a horse on his back to make it fair.
just about. Do you know what? He's right. Do you know what? This is
level playing field is what you want.
Do you know what? This is what you got to have.
Yeah.
Daniel Connolly is the man who won. It sounds like an Irish person.
We'll get him on.
Dan Connolly, and he's absolutely delighted with himself. He says he didn't know if he'd beaten the horse or not. Daniel, would you not have noticed it as you were overtaken?
You were 10 minutes ahead of everyone else.
There's a big four-legged animal to your left-hand side there as you're overtaken, Dan.
Ray Foley.
You have no idea. Today FM. Wait, no G. Today FM, playing the music you love. Ooh-wee! This is Ray Foley in the afternoon. Today FM is the name of the radio station. I can't find my music anywhere.
Just keep talking until you do, Ray.
It's disappeared.
Yeah, it's fine.
Funny. It's kind of... there it is. Oh, there it is. Hello, Ray's here. JP's over.
Hi.
And it's Monday. I said I was in Enniskerry yesterday. Ended up crashing the local sort of a World Cup tournament of football teams. Like kids football, kids soccer. I think it was soccer they were playing. I wasn't even paying attention to what they were playing. They were playing yesterday, crashed it with my family, even though we didn't know anyone there. And I started saying loudly, where's Daniel? Is Daniel playing on the back pitch or is he, who's Daniel playing for? Is he playing for Greece?
Is Daniel starting today or is he a substitute?
I told Daniel we'd come down and watch him.
Park the range.
He's my godson. I thought I'd come down and cheer for Daniel. To in some way explain why us, complete strangers that don't live in Enniskerry, were there. And Enda's over there, Enda.
Hi, Ray. Hi. This is Enda. Just want to tell you that my son, Daniel, was playing in Enniskerry yesterday in the soccer in the meadow.
Well, it was him I was shouting for then, as he was playing for Greece.
I just need to clarify, he was actually playing for Malta.
Oh, right, okay, sorry, Malta. They're very close to each other. Mediterranean countries, very warm.
So when you're looking for who was Daniel playing for, it was Malta yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks very much. Hey, Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. I love that I was shouting for Daniel. Is Daniel up there? Has Daniel changed? Oh, they're gone home already, Daniel and the crew. Daniel and Enda and the whole crew gone home. And texts as well. Ray, you got stuck in the Wicklow 200. This is the cycling race I got stuck in yesterday. Actually, speaking of races, featuring prominently in our race, in our feature this afternoon.
Hyundai Monday. On Today FM.
This is the Le Mans 24 hours. It's a super long endurance race in cars. Looking for your puns. Michael Fassbender crashed out of the Le Mans race over the weekend into a wall of tyres. That's right, Michael Fassbender is out of the 24 hours of Le Mans sports car race in France after losing control of his Porsche car and hitting a tyre barrier. The Oscar-nominated actor was born in Germany. He's been devoting more of his time to circuit racing in recent years. He said in interviews that he had a passion for the sport since he was a child, and his team, a German-based auto racing team called Proton Competition, entered the endurance race on Saturday.
Fassbender had 18 minutes left to complete a 6-hour stint when he hit the barrier on Sunday morning. We're looking for your puns to win a pen. Puns from pens right here on Today FM. 0874 100102. Let's grade them. JP, what have you got?
Philly says he wasn't able for the faster bends.
Fassbender on faster bends?
Yeah.
I give it a B.
It's a B, isn't it? Inglorious Barriers says, oh, Will in Galway. It was a crash barrier he went into, wasn't it?
I'm giving him a B plus.
All right. Michael, too fast around the bender. Liam in Cashel.
What was my one? My one was similar enough to that, wasn't it? I said Fassbender, more like... No, hang on. I said Fassbender turns bends faster. I'm gonna mark you down on that because I came up with it first. See.
Shane says Macbeth cheats Macdeath. He wasn't Macbeth.
That's a bit of a stretch, I'm afraid. Sorry. Oh. See you again.
Magneto needs a toe. Magneto needs a toe. Stuart and Dunboyne.
B, Stuart.
I think that's good. All right. Race finito for Magneto, says M in Wexford.
M, that's better. I'd give that a B. Plus.
B plus. Okay. And then we also had the Fast and the Furious from Selena. Michael Carbender, Aoife. 12 years of Brave Driver, Sam in Longford. Colin didn't understand the assignment, Ray. He says, what do you get when you cross an Irish race car with a spud?
What do you get when you cross an Irish race car with a spud?
Yeah.
No idea.
Crash potatoes.
Who won then?
I think we said Philly won, didn't we?
Well done, Philly. Dua Lipa levitating. This is Today FM. You too, a beautiful day. Just as the rain starts to fall. Today FM, playing the music you love. Bit of a sharp edit on that one, wasn't it?
Bono the boys, good luck.
Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray's here, JP's over there.
How are you?
Went for dinner on Friday night with my beloved, my wife.
Actually. Okay.
I think I should specify. Went for dinner and... What's your position, JP, on dessert wines?
Oh, hit and miss. Not a, they're usually too sweet for my tooth.
Well, like a sweet dessert wine.
Do you?
Well, do you know what? It's funny. I like it because usually if we're having a bottle of wine with our dinner, it's gone by the time dessert comes around. But if there's a glass left, right, I'll have that with the dessert, okay?
Yeah, that's a big if, though.
So the lady who comes over with the dessert menu, and she says, would you like to have a look at the dessert menu? And I go, what kind of a question is that? Look at me for crying out loud. Put it down there. One of everything. No, of course not. I say, we'll have a look. We'll have a look. We'll have a look.
Asher, we'll have a look.
We'll have a look.
We'll have a look anyway. Yeah, bring us two spoons. We'll have a look.
We'll have a look. She rolls her eyes. Waitress rolls her eyes and goes, yeah, now you'll have a look and then you'll eat it. Stay to you. And I saw, anytime I see then a dessert wine on the menu next to the desserts, I always go, oh, that would be lovely now. Would that be lovely? That's as if the bottle is gone. Like the bottle we've been having with the dinner, if that's gone.
It's a big if.
Yeah. So on Friday night, they had two dessert wines.
Ooh.
They had Finca Antigua Moscatel from La Mancha in Spain. And they had Rare Apple Ice Wine from a place called Killahora Orchards in Ireland.
Ooh.
I've heard of Ireland.
Yeah.
Rare Apple Ice Wine. So I thought, you know, I might as well fly the flag for my home country and taste some of the Rare Apple Ice Wine.
How patriotic of you.
It was lovely.
Was it?
We had it with a slice of lemony tarty cake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I may call my Rare Ice Wine... Rare... Hang on. My Rare Apple Ice Wine guy.
Okay. Because it's rare enough that you'd have an Irish wine, let alone an...
Did you see?
Hang on a second.
A wine made out of apples is what
it is. Cider?
Hey, it's ringing. This is Barry I'm calling. Hello.
Hello. Barry here.
Hello, Barry there. It's Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you, sir?
Excellent. And yourself?
Pretty good. I was drinking your wine on Friday, your apple-y, icy, rare apple wine on Friday
Indeed.
Night.
I'm glad to hear you were able to taste it.
Well, I was able to. Well, what do you mean I was able to taste it? You think I was so off my face, was it? That I
Jeez, he hardly gets through the first bottle of wine, Barry, now. Come with that. Sometimes that wouldn't be finished.
That's a drop left. If there's a drop left, I wouldn't be drinking the dessert wine. But it was lovely, though, I have to say. I'd never even heard of this before.
Exactly. That's my point. Unfortunately, it's not as available as widely as we'd like, but we're trying to change that this year. Where did you taste it, if I could ask?
Caviston's in Glastool or in Sandy Cove. Do you know
what? Oh, fabulous.
The restaurant.
Fabulous.
It's the market, and they've got a restaurant there now. We're trying that. It was lovely. It was really nice. But I never, like I said, I never heard of rare apple ice wine. Is it not? Well, JP was just asking the question, is it not cider? Well, it's not sparkling, first of all. It's flat. Oh. But it does have that apple-y taste. What's the difference in the process, Barry?
Indeed. Well, look, it's a good question. What we did at Killahore Orchards, it's a company, a family business we started back in about 2012. So my cousin Dave Watson, myself and his wife Kate, so we planted about 1,200 apple trees. And here's the key point. Apples are not just apples. So you can make very interesting drinks from cider apples. So what we've planted is cider apples, which have a lot more tannin in it. So when you tasted the apple ice wine, I'm sure you might have noticed there was a lot more body and finish and this kind of drying feeling that you might get from a red wine.
Yeah.
So we planted all these trees, and you can make different things. You can make ciders, you can make port, and we also make a port. But the process with the rare apple ice wine is that we take our bittersweet apples, which have this lovely tannic quality, and they also have a lot of acids and sweetness and flavors and aromas.
Uh-huh.
And we freeze the juice, and then that concentrates it up. It removes the water. And then we very slowly ferment that over a year, and we stop it about halfway. So that gives this balance between this increased acidity, tannins, and alcohol, which brings the alcohol up to around 11%, which is more like a wine.
Okay.
And then you have this lovely dessert wine that has a combination of sweetness, tannic qualities, acidity, and color, and this lovely apple aroma that you got.
Yeah, it was lovely. Like I say, it was apple-y, but it was, like I say, and that's the thing JP was remarking about a dessert wine. It's kind of sweet and syrupy, and it was lovely with the dessert. By a similar process then, or is it possible then to use apples in regular wine or a more milder wine?
Well, this is exactly what we set out to do, because like we planted this an orchard with 150 different apple varieties and 50 types of peri pears. So there isn't an orchard like in the country. Maybe there's one, but so all these apples have specific characteristics, and what we wanted to do was really bring out both the fruit and the land. Like, we have a beautiful south-facing orchard. It goes back 200 years. You know, the trees we have are trees we planted. And we wanted to really bring out a sense of a vineyard, an Irish vineyard, because we can grow apples better than almost anywhere else in the world, with the exception of maybe northern France and west country of England. We can't grow grapes, but what we can make from apples, you know, maybe you could testify that that's as good as a wine as you could taste. So we do make a range of different products. We also make an apple port, which is like, you know, people are familiar with port.
Yeah.
We take our last press of apples, we mix it with an apple brandy, and then age it in Irish whiskey casks for a year. And then we also do wild fermented kind of natural wine style cider, where we just press it, put it in a tank or a cask or a barrel, and leave it do its thing. And then after about a year or so, we select different blends and do single cask bottlings, and we have a couple of those at the moment. So we did a cider recently where we aged it in an ice wine cask, because we age our ice wine in Irish whiskey casks as well.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, like, so the whiskey community and the natural wines community are all starting to embrace the product and kind of say, well, this is something we didn't think could be done in Ireland, but, you know, we're fortunately getting more more profile and more exposure. So
that's brilliant. Yeah, you're in Cork, of course.
We are indeed. Yeah. By the accent,
it's always going to be nicer, and you're always going to get nicer apples from Cork, of course. Things are just better.
I'm proudly wearing my Cork, not Cork t-shirt at the moment, as we speak.
Aside from the wine thing, do you regular cider then as well, yeah?
We do. We started with a regular cider called Johnny Fall Down, because Johnny Jump Up name was gone at the time. But that is itself. It's a wild fermented cider, 100% juice. We won't go into the political controversy about how much juice is in a cider, but in ours it's 100% juice. And that's available widely around the country, so we have distribution with Four Corners and Celtic Whiskey, and it's in probably more independent off licenses than others. But the main place to get all our products would be our website, killahoreorchards.com. Cage.ie.
Right.
We have an online store where you can get the 6-bottle mixed cage, or you can get a 12-bottle mixed cage.
And I was, I was fascinated about the wine. Like to make a wine out of an apple, it was an interesting concept, but you do a bit of everything. Yeah, your website is kilohoraorchards.ie to find out more. Barry, thanks so much for taking the call.
Super, and glad you like the product, and thanks for giving us the show.
Cheers, man. Not at all. Continued success. Bye. All the best. Bye.
Ray Foley.
Panapon can chase the sun. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Let's bongo. Every day this week, we're giving you the chance to upgrade your barbecue game. But thanks to Rathwood, Ireland's award-winning outdoor living brand. This is sensational. Discover the largest collection of outdoor furniture and barbecues in Ireland across their 21 stores, from comfortable sofas to stylish dining and bistro sets, all made to withstand the unpredictable Irish weather. They're available with up to 10 years guarantee. Check out great offers in-store or online. Rathwood.com is the website. That's Rathwood.com. Up for grabs today, we've got a Gravity Series 560 Digital Charcoal Grill and Smoker by Masterbuilt. Smoke, grill, sear, bake and roast. Set the temperature on the digital control panel on your smart device to maintain the desired cooking temperature. JP, excited? I didn't turn on your mic.
Yes, it's very exciting, yeah.
To be with the chance of winning, tell us, what is this now? I'm trying to understand this. To be with the chance of winning, just tell us what our resident outdoor living expert, Patio Furniture, is doing.
You never heard of Patio before, did you?
Paddy O'Furniture.
Yeah.
Tell me more about
it. It's a Munster name, O'Furniture, actually.
Paddy O'Furniture.
Yeah.
So how is this? How's the competition working?
Well, Paddy O'Furniture is our resident outdoor living expert, and he's going to tell us what he's doing outdoors, and the listeners are going to have to guess what he's doing.
Is he a leprechaun?
He might be. I haven't looked into his ethnicity, Ray.
Do you want to talk to him now?
Yeah, come on then.
So you need to guess what it is he's doing then.
Yeah.
Outdoors.
Yeah. We're just going to find out what Paddy's up to.
Patio Furniture.
Patio Furniture.
Paddy, hello.
Ha ha ho ho. Be gabs and be gara, by dad. Ha ha. Ray Foley, how are ya?
I'm good, Paddy. This is Patio Furniture here joining us. I'm in pretty good shape, man. Yeah, looking forward to getting this done.
Sure, would you look at that? Is it the bald buck himself? It's JP. How are you getting on, wee man?
Paddy, I'm fine. All the better for hearing from you, Paddy.
Paddy, we're just wondering, are you a leprechaun then? How is this? And how exactly does a leprechaun tie in then with the brand with Rathwood? I mean, like, why Patio Furniture? Are you a leprechaun?
Well, yes, fair enough. I suppose it's a fair question given the name and the high-pitched voice and all. I am a leprechaun by birth,
right.
But I've pivoted into the financial services sector. So I do a bit of part-time leprechauning and the rest of the time I'm in finance. I've got a very competitive life assurance policy product on the market at the moment, if you might be interested.
A life assurance policy. JP, I'm actually good, Paddy. JP, would you be interested?
I think I'm all right, actually.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough. Do you want a clue then for your prize?
For your prize? A clue for our prize? Yeah. Yes, please. So we need to identify for our prize.
Yeah, your prize.
Yeah, we need you to give us a clue for our prize. All the thanks to Rathwood.com. If you can give us a clue for the prize, that'd be great.
Okay, here we go. I'll give you a clue, Sophia. Prize,
yeah.
I'm firing up a device. Things are warming up here. In the great outdoors.
All right, it's a barbecue then, is it?
No, it's not. Shut up. And I've got some a round piece of baking.
A round piece of baking, like circular dough, is it?
Yeah, and I put the sauce on and the cheese and the olives and a little bit of a pineapple. It drives the Italian spare. Come on, I give you enough. That's enough now. Yeah,
that's plenty. That's it. Thank you very much. Patio Furniture. If you know what it is, what's the outdoor activity he's partaking in? 0874-100-102. Get your answer, your name, and where you're from into us, please.
So I'd like to come back and give you the answer then later.
Yeah, well, we're asking people to text in their answers now. And then we'll do the reveal of what it is later on, once we've got a winner on.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm a busy man, you know. All right, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, right.
Ray Foley.
Patio Furniture.
Not all careers in care are the same.
What if we just fall? What if we just
fall?
Tom Grennan, how does it feel? This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Man, people go mad for barbecues.
Yeah.
The minute it starts raining, Everyone wants a barbecue. This is a Gravity Series 560 digital. It's a digital. I'm a children out of the buyback artist. My children wanted a digital barbecue. It's the 560 digital charcoal grill and smoker by Masterbuilt. Did you see that? Masterbuilt.
Yeah.
It's all thanks to our friends at Rathwood.com. Ireland's award-winning outdoor living brand. Discover the largest collection of outdoor furniture and barbecues in Ireland across their 21 stores or online at Rathwood.com. Comfortable sofas to stylish dining and bistro sets, all made to withstand the unpredictable Irish weather. Maybe that's it. You see, even when it's raining, it doesn't make a blind bit of difference.
They've got the kit to suit your needs.
We're talking to inexplicably, we were chatting to a leprechaun.
Well, he's kind of a lapsed leprechaun, is he?
He's a part-time leprechaun, he told us earlier on. And the clue he'd given us was along the lines of he's outside, but it wasn't a barbecue.
No.
He categorically denied it being a barbecue. So he should be back joining us again this afternoon. Shouldn't be anyway.
Should be. Is Paddy on the line? Paddy or furniture?
Paddy, is he there? Hello, Paddy.
Hello!
Well, hello. There, he's back anyway. Right, let's see. There was I'm trying to remember, Paddy.
You said it was like a roundy baking thing or something.
It's ringing. Where am I ringing?
Kilkenny.
Kilkenny.
Kilkenny, Sharon's there.
Shaq.
Hello?
Hello, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Ray Foley, Today FM. I'm merely surviving. How are you, though?
I'm good. I'm good.
Great. What are you up to today? Anything nice?
Making dinner.
Making dinner. Would you like to be making dinner on a brand new Gravity Series 560 digital charcoal grill and smoker by Master Built Barbecue?
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? You can smoke, grill, sear, bake and roast on this bad boy. You can set the temperature on the digital control panel or your smart device. You can do it on the phone. You can set the phone to do the barbecue.
It'll set off an alarm like if the temperature dips and all sorts.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Master the art of charcoal grilling. Sharon, are you in the mood for mastering the art of charcoal grilling and smoking with Masterbuilt?
Yes.
Well, in that case, with thanks to our friends at Rathwood, Ireland's award-winning outdoor living brand, can you tell us what our friend Patio Furniture...
Yeah,
what patio furniture was up to this afternoon?
He was making pizzas.
Baking pizzas in an outdoor pizza oven?
Yes, outside.
Abroad in the back garden, firing up the pizza oven, making pizzas for all of my leprechaun family, correct?
Great job, Sharon. You nailed it. You did a great job. Cheers, Paddy.
Goodbye now, and God bless.
Goodbye, Paddy.
See you, Paddy.
All the best. See you. And Sharon, for you, you've won the barbecue. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
We love the show.
Hey, who's there with you?
My kids, Hannah, Sean, Leanne and Gracie.
Okay, hi to the gang. And enjoy the barbecue. We'll get it out to you soon.
Thanks a million,
Cheers,
Ray.
Guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. This is Today FM. Coldplay. Sometimes I just can't take it. What a song. Texas in summer sun. This is Today FM playing the music you love. And Texas performing live in Trinity College in Dublin on the 26th of June. Today FM's Summer of Music You Love. And appropriate enough, playing Summer Sun by Texas. I mean, come on. Come on, guys. You can't plan that kind of thing. You can't plan it. No matter how many meetings you have, you can't plan a feature called Summer of Music You Love and play a song called Summer Sun by Texas.
I mean, you've either got it or you don't.
You've either got it or you don't. And so many, you just don't have it. You just don't have it. You can't plan that kind of radio magic.
Can't. It's radio magic.
You can't plan it.
Yeah.
You can bring your notebooks and your iPads.
Oh, that fine. You can do your college courses.
But you can't plan that kind of magic.
And make that kind of magic happen.
I've got other Texas songs.
See ya.
I don't want a lover. I just need a friend. Leave me. It's a different mix of Summer Sun over there, is it? Sorry. Oh my God. That's very funky.
Are you going to the bar?
Drink. Do you want a
drink?
Will
you get me one?
Kick it over.
Bit of a Heinemann, please. Before you
take my heart. This is a banger. I'm going to put this in the mix on Friday. Right, if you want to go see Texas live, Trinity College Dublin on the 26th. What's a funky bop?
Let me make a phone call, Clarence.
It's an FM Summer of Music You Love. Hey, it's ringing. I'm over you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Stuart?
It is.
Stuart, the Texas fan.
It is indeed.
The band, not the American state.
Well, a fan of Texas, the American state as well. All right, okay. Orbit Dallas.
Well, great news for you. We've got two flights for two off to Texas.
Wait a minute.
Stuart, bad news. No free trip to America. However, we will send you to Texas, the band in Trinity and Dublin.
Yay! Thanks very much.
Are you a fan?
Thank you.
Are you a fan? You're a fanboy of Charlene and the gang?
I'd be a fan, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a good night out.
Yeah, be looking forward to a good night out, yeah.
Yeah, fair play.
Good night going to college.
I've got two tickets for you, and it's on the 26th of June, all part of Today FM's Summer of Music You Love. Thanks for entering, man. Thanks for listening.
Thanks very much, all right.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Enjoy the gig. And more chances to win tickets to loads of different gigs through the summer, like The Killers, George Ezra, Louis Capaldi, Texas, Noel Gallagher, loads of them. Stay listening to Today FM for more chances to win. And Today FM's Summer of Music You Love. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
We didn't get to do Michael Fassbender's Fast Blenders, yeah. Where speed freak Michael Fassbender finds out which blender is faster at blending stuff. Is it the Ninja, the Nutribullet, or the Vitamix?
Oh.
We didn't get to do Pig on a Spit Airy.
The pig isn't on Charlene Spiteri. FYI.
Where Texas lead singer Charlene Spiteri tells us about her new barbecue business. She specializes in doing pigs on spits. She specializes in doing pigs on spits for corporate events. Cool. It's Pig on a Spiteri. And we didn't get to do Liz Trussfall, yeah. Where the former UK Prime Minister covers Pink's classic tune, Trussfall. The last word is on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2.
Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
Because they have framed jeans.
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Kurt Geiger, London, Rag & Bone, and more are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. You never know what you'll find, but you know it's going to be so good. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.